Hello, this is Nick Treadwell. It's Friday, 28th of January, 2011. It's the early hours of the morning. It's 12:45. Just about getting ready to go to bed. It's very cold tonight. It's going to be a cold day tomorrow, I think. Yeah, just getting back to wanting to say a bit more about my responses and feelings and stuff about what I was audio booing about yesterday, the old promotion assessment centre type scenarios and all the rest of it. I probably should clarify a little bit more about circumstances of the assessments and stuff like that. Without going into mega details, The current position that I'm in the organisation that I'm in, is pretty much the lowest grade. And the promotion exercise is to the next level up. The organisation has offices throughout the country. So basically, if I was to get through an assessment centre, then within the next 2 years, I would have a golden ticket to apply for jobs as they come up. These jobs might not be in, you know, where I live. They might be in other places and all the rest of it. Don't necessarily want to move. So I'd only really be interested in going for any jobs that were in the area where I am, really. And in the circumstances of at the moment and the climate at the moment, probably would be few and far between. Another factor that I have to factor into the whole thing is that basically over the last couple of years, the role that I have has really become devolved, really become uninteresting, really become laborious and full of routine, full of unchallenging material and stuff and experiences. So basically, if I just left it up, if I just think about work, I've probably become more stupider as time has gone on in the organisation, and lost skills that I probably would have had, or maybe never had, I don't know, but certainly haven't gained any skills. So what I'm thinking is that I'm not trying to talk myself out of this. I'm just saying that if, you know, the jobs that would come up, I'd probably find it very hard to apply for anyway, because they'd be looking at a certain skill set that I just wouldn't be able to fulfil. And, you know, I might be able to lie on my application form and get through to an interview, but, you know, I'd be lying, and eventually they would see through the fact that, you know, basically I didn't know what I was talking about. Also, I have to say that my circumstances are that really, you know, I'm in the job that I'm in purely by chance, purely because it's a job, purely because the money's okay, purely because you know, it's relatively easy, get very little hassles, very little stress about anything. So it's pretty easy job to go to on a day-to-day basis. You don't have to bring any work home. There's no, you know, there's none of that. There's no repercussions about anything. So it's pretty simple. And for that, the money isn't bad, I have to say. So I have to weigh that up against going for any other jobs, or going for promotion and stuff like that. Obviously, there will be more responsibility and stuff like that and changes. But, you know, as I said before, I went into this job purely because, you know, it was a progression from my last job. It seemed to be a natural progression. But my last job, I only fell into because a need, really, a need. I saw it advertised, I went for it, and, you know, I started as a temp, and then I got taken on as a full-time person, and then this other job with this other organisation seemed a natural progression from that, so I slipped into it, and, you know, that's the way it goes for a lot of people, I think. But there was no... There's no purpose. There was no purposeful. Right, I'm going to go into this career and I'm going to do this. That's never happened in my life. It's probably because I don't like work. I don't like work. I mean, I'll work at something if I believe in it and I'm happy doing it and I enjoy it. Then that's fine. I'll work, you know, until the cows come home. And I'm not saying that I'm not working in my current job or other jobs that I've had. I do. I pull my weight and I work. And I'm a good grafter and all the rest of it. But what I'm saying is, I don't know what I'm saying. I've lost the thread. I'm saying that, you know, it's not the ideal job for me. If someone said to me, "What is the ideal job for you?" then, you know, I'd say, well, probably working in the media, probably working in radio, probably working in production, probably music, something like that. But it seems as if I've the boat has gone out and without me on it, and I've waved it goodbye and it's gone over the horizon, because, you know, it all seems a bit too late now. You know, I've settled down, I've got a family, got responsibilities I have to provide. I can't retrain. I can't afford to, you know, throw away my whole life and have to go after something else, which is partly why I do everything I do in my spare time, because that's the enjoyment part of it. That's the, you know, that's the thing that I look forward to: doing a podcast, doing these audio booths, doing, you know, reading a book, doing some writing a song, whatever like that. Those are all the things I enjoy. If I could get a job doing all those things, I'd probably be, you know, pretty happy. But I can't. And perhaps it's me a little bit resenting the fact that I can't do that, that sort of holds me back in trying to go forward in jobs where really I haven't got any interest in the job. You know, I mean, I've got mediocre interest in it, basically, but not to the point where, you know, I look around in the office where I am and there's some people who are just, you know, mega enthusiastic about it. Like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And I just, you know, I haven't got that. I just haven't got that enthusiasm. And I don't know if I could ever get that. And that's what I'm talking about when I say that, you know, if I went for promotion, if I went for something, then I'd have to believe in it 100% to sit down and do those tests, to go through a paper sift, fill up an application form, to go for an interview. It takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot to do that. And if I've got not 100% in it, then there doesn't seem to be any point in it for me, really. You know, I wouldn't say that I'm happy in the job that I'm in now. I'm comfortable. It's a comfortable, you know, I've settled down to it. It's like a comfortable bed. You know, you lay in it and you think, oh, yeah, this is all right. You know, and I think I'm at that stage, really, where, you know, things are comfortable. You know, probably don't want to move out of the bed, really. And also, as I explained before, the assessments, well, I think there's two sides to the assessments, just to answer. I think Simon was asking. One's a verbal reasoning test, which is the one where you have that, you know, you read a paragraph, don't you, and then you have to answer a question on it. And then the other one is obviously it's a maths type, logical test type thing, where, you know, you've got a graph or something like that, and you have to extract information, ratios and percentages and all sorts of stuff like that. I've looked at some examples online, and it looks quite complicated. And I know for sure that it's a lot more complicated than I'd be able to handle. So I feel sure that unless I studied for a long time, I probably am not going to get through these tests. Now, I could please My boss, I could by saying yes, I'm going to apply for these things and I'll see what happens, kind of thing. But then I'd be kind of lying to myself because, do I really want this promotion? I don't know. And if I don't know what, see, the whole thing about this as well is that I don't know what job I'm applying for. I don't know. All I'm doing is I'm going for a series of tests. I don't know what jobs are at the end of it. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell the future. I don't know if a job's going to come up and it's going to be something that I maybe might like or maybe not might like. Simon would say to that, well, all good. Go for the tests and, you take your chance and you have to be in it to win it, kind of thing. I understand that. And I understand that point of view. But I think I'm coming from another point of view, which is why? Why go through the hassle in the first place? And also Simon said that, by is it my intention to not go for it because and as some sort of protest. Well, yeah, in a way, but that protest is not going to be recognised. It's not going to be recognised. No one's going to recognise it. My boss isn't going to stand up for me and say, like, oh, Nick Treadwell, he didn't want to do the test, but he's a good worker and all that. No, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to fall by the wayside and, fall into obscurity. So there you go. So sum it up, lack of enthusiasm to do the assessment, and not seeing real any point in it. I know I tend not to try to dwell on the money thing. I mean, a few £100 more maybe in the salary would be, nice, but to compare that against, being uncomfortable in a job that I don't really want, kind of thing. Money has always been pretty much, it's nice, but it's pretty much immaterial really to me. It'd be nice to win the lottery if I did the lottery, but again, have to be in it to win it, don't you? But no, it's not everything to me, and other people have got other beliefs about that kind of thing. You do it for your family, progress, you want to provide better things for your family. Well, I want to come from the point of view that, I want to be happy for my family. And if I'm in a job that I don't like and I'm coming home every night miserable, then they're not going to respect that, are they? Obviously, they'll have a bit more money, but they'll have a grumpy relative. So I don't know. It all needs to be weighed up and everything. But at the minute, I just think, nah. I just I disagree with the system, and I don't see how I can go into a system and take part in a system that I disagree with. It just seems against the grain, really. And yeah, I think that's pretty much where I am, really. I've got a couple of days until I need to say yes or nay, yay or nay, and then see how it goes. But yeah, I'm not being depressed about it. I'm not being defeatist about it. It's just that's my point of view, and I don't really know whether I want promotion. I don't think I do. I don't think I do. And I think I'm just being wound up by the whole process, really. And it rears its head every couple of years or every year or so, and it winds me up a bit, and I should not get wound up about it, really, so I won't. Okay, so yeah, that's it. Swimming tonight was good, enjoyed it. Good to get back in the swimming pool and do some stuff, and yeah, it's all been all right. Apart from all that, yeah. So I'm going to sign off now, and that's enough for me, really. Yeah, thanks for everyone for the comments and stuff like that. Don't want to really dwell on it anymore. So let's talk about something else. Cheers for now. Good night.